Thank you. God bless you. It's great to see all of you here today. You know, thank God I've been delivered from myself. I think that was the best news I've heard in a long time. And it's been so great to have this series on prayer because, you know, sometimes we just get into a routine of just kind of throwing up prayers and not really thinking through what we're doing and understanding the greatness of it. So I've been very blessed by it, and I'm very blessed that I was asked to share a little something about prayer today. You know, I don't know why the Creator of the heavens and the earth would even care to know my name or to feel my hurt, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He does. Let me ask you something. What is God's will concerning our being in health and prospering? Anybody got a good verse they can share on that? Right. God wants us to be in health. God wants us to have the best of everything. You know, it really just breaks my heart sometimes that God's people are sick or suffering or falling asleep. Just recently, we had a young lady I've known for a long time. Not recently, but I knew her when she was a young girl growing up. And she fell asleep, and it ticked me off. It really, really ticked me off. Because that is not God's will for us to ever suffer or to be sick or to die. And what really ticks me off the most is that there's actually people that teach that and to believe that God would make you sick or cause you to suffer or cause you to die. And I know, I'm a father. I would never, never do that to one of my children. And for us to think that God Almighty would do that, anyway, we're going to look at a verse that I've always heard the second half of this verse and grabbed onto it a lot of times in my life. But when you read the whole verse, it's even greater. So if you would go to James chapter 5. Excuse me. And in verse 16, we always hear the last half of this verse, which is the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But we need to look at the whole verse. The whole verse in the King James Version is, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. Why? That you may be healed. Okay? So this is prayer in a very practical application. This is prayer to get delivered from sickness. And then it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So first, what do we need to know to receive anything from God? What's the first thing we need to know? What is available? Is it available for us to be in good health our whole lives?
Yes.
Yes, it absolutely is. So we're going to look at this one verse of Scripture to see what we can learn about getting results from prayer. Okay? And specifically in this context. Well, first we want to know, who is this written to? And if you go back to James chapter 1, verse 1, the introduction makes it clear. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. Okay, so this book of James is written to the Jews who had become believers, who were members of the church, but they grew up in that Jewish tradition, and they were now scattered throughout the known world at the time. Okay, so there might be still a little twinge of legalism, okay, But the reality of what this verse says applies equally to us. God encourages us to be honest with each other about our faults or our sins. No one is perfect. There was only one guy that lived a perfect life. Okay, and it's not me. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? That's why we need a Savior. Humility and the willingness to be vulnerable and confess to each other that we've come short and that we're not perfect and that we haven't always walked. Thank you. Excuse me. And that we have not always walked perfectly can encourage others and foster an environment where people simply drop their facades, okay, and get honest with each other and honest with God. Unfortunately, there's been some legalism arise from this verse. This is actually where the Roman Catholic Church comes up with the whole doctrine concerning a private confession to a priest. And then only after you do that can the priest absolve you of your sins. That is not what this verse is saying at all. This verse is talking about confessing to each other that, yeah, you know, you're sick. You know, it's not your fault you're sick, okay? It's not your fault that you continue to be sick. You know, none of us are perfect. So it's simply encouraging us, this verse, to get real with each other, all right? So that we love and support each other, especially those that are sick. Do you think it helps somebody that's sick to tell them, you know, you're sick because you don't believe to get healed? No, that's not helpful. How about if I said to them instead, hey, look, you know, I've been there too. I haven't always walked perfectly. I haven't always believed what's available from God's word and the promises of God's word concerning healing. But, you know, I know it's available and I want to help you. And then take them to the scriptures and show them the promises time and time again that God has promised that He is there to heal us. You know, as much as it breaks my heart to think about believers suffering and being sick and dying, I can't imagine what that does to God's heart. Okay, He's waiting. He's just waiting and wanting to give that child of His deliverance. I mean, if my kid's sick, what's the one thing I want more than anything else? For them to get better, right? And I know God wants to do that, okay? So here we go. How do we make that happen? Well, one of the ways is to get together with believers and be honest with each other and pray, okay? So how do we pray? In this verse, the words effectual fervent are actually just one Greek word. And that word is energeo. What English word do you think is derived from energeo? Energy. Energy. An energetic prayer. Not a prayer that's, okay, maybe, you know. It's a prayer that is powerful, not listless, not cold or indifferent or lifeless. It's got life in it. Okay, it's got energy in it. A better translation of effectual fervent would be energetic, the energetic prayer. This word is used 20 times in the Greek New Testament, and 4 times it's translated either effectual or effectively. Turn to 2 Corinthians 1:6. So, 2 Corinthians 1:6 says, "And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer." So that's one use of the term effectual. But look at Galatians. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 8. It says, "For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles." And then 1 Thessalonians. And it says, "But we were bound to give you thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved, because God hath from the beginning chosen you." Is that the right verse? I'm in 2 Thessalonians. I'm sorry. That didn't seem right. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "For this cause also we gave thanks without ceasing, because when we received the word of God which you heard of us, we received it not as the word of men, but as in the truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in those people that believe." So how do you get results when you pray? Effectual prayer is a prayer that's made with believing, okay? It's an earnest prayer that's expecting results. It's not like, "Okay, God, if you're feeling good today, you really want to do this for me, could you please?" No, that's not what it is. It's not wavering or double-minded. Go to James, back to James here. And in chapter 1 of James, verses 6 to 8, it tells us how we're supposed to ask. It says, "But let him ask in what?
Faith.
Faith, believing, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man, a man that prays in the way I just did, well, God, if maybe, you know, could you," he's not going to receive anything, okay? Because that's not really a prayer that is made with believing. That's not an effectual, fervent prayer, okay? Luke 22:44 says that when Jesus was in the garden at night before he was crucified, he went and prayed. And he prayed earnestly, and his sweat was as of great drops of blood. I mean, that's how earnestly he prayed. I mean, he sweated drops, not literally of blood, but as blood. I mean, now that's what I call an effectual, fervent prayer. Okay? The same Greek word is also translated work, or worketh 12 times. So an effectual prayer works. It actually works, okay? How do you know if you prayed effectually? It works. Okay, so let's look at a couple of verses where it's translated work or worketh. 1 Corinthians 12:6. An effectual prayer works. All right, 12:6. That doesn't look right. Huh? Okay. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God that worketh all in all. So again, talking about the Spirit, how it works. Works all of them the same, but it works. Okay? Look at chapter 11. Or verse 11, sorry. But all these, again, talking about the operations of the manifestation of Spirit, worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So, it works. Go to Ephesians 3:20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What's that power that worketh in us?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, right. And what's the Holy Spirit capable of doing? Exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think. We're not even capable of thinking of the things that God is able to do for us. You starting to understand what an effectual fervent prayer is? Now we come to righteous man. The quality on which the success of the prayer depends is not the talent, the learning, the wealth, the intelligence or office of the man who prays, but the fact that he's a righteous man. Are we righteous?
Yes.
Are we righteous?
Yes.
We are absolutely righteous. We have been made right with God through the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made.
Amen.
We can walk right into the presence of God without any sense of condemnation, fear, doubt. Right? Because we have been made righteous. So, when we pray, it's the prayer of a righteous man. What we need to make sure we do is that we do it effectually and fervently. Okay? This word can also mean someone that is just right or just. Look at Romans. Chapter 5. In verse 7 it says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet maybe for a good man some would even dare to die." So this is talking about just a person who's right and just. And I believe that's the same thing here in James. So if somebody who's not got the righteousness of God, but is just a good man, can pray fervently and effectually, how about us? We've got even more power available to us than just a man who is right or just, okay? And finally, we get to the end of the verse. Back to James 5:16. What happens when a righteous man prays effectually and fervently? It availeth much. It works. It's a powerful, live, energized prayer. Prayed by a righteous man avails much. This word, availeth, is the Greek word eschewo, and it's used 29 times in the New Testament. But it's only translated avail or availeth 3 times. Here and back in Galatians chapter 5, I want you guys to see what this word availeth really means. Let's just get to it. Somebody already there want to read? 6. Verse 6 in chapter 5.
In Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
So, works, what does works avail? Nothing. But what does avail?
Faith.
Faith, believing, okay? Look at chapter 6 of Galatians. And in verse 15. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But what?
A new creature.
What's the new creature? Holy Spirit. God in Christ in you. The hope of glory. That's the new creature. So all this works. You know, you could pray forever if you're relying on your works to accomplish it. It's not going to avail anything. But if you believe, it avails much. So these two verses give us a clear message of what won't avail anything, right? The only thing that avails anything is believing, not works, not being a great guy, okay? Being a great guy or a great gal is not going to get you there, okay? It's believing. And what do we believe? God's word. Okay? What's God's word say His will is for us? That we prosper and be in health. That we have the best of everything. And that we be healthy, enjoy life. Let me be clear on one thing though. Okay? We cannot dictate to God or control Him simply by praying for something. Okay? We can't pray for things that aren't in accordance with His will. What's the first thing you must know to receive anything from God?
What's available.
How do you find out what's available? You go to God's Word. How do we know God's will? His Word is His will, right? So when we pray, we have to pray according to His will. How do we know what is available according to God's will? We must know His Word. We can pray all day for something that's not available, and guess what? We ain't getting it. All right? But I know one thing that is available from God's Word. I know one thing that He's time and time again told me that is available. What is it?
Healing.
Health. God is a greater father than I could ever imagine being. And if one of my kids is sick, what do I want more than anything else in the whole world? That he be made well, or she be made well. If we ask anything according to God's will, with believing, we're going to get it. Okay? And I said, anything according to God's will, we pray, an effectual fervent prayer with believing, we will receive. God not only has the power to answer our prayers, He's promised to do so. Think about that. God not only has the power to answer your prayer, He is guaranteed that He will do so. As long as your prayer is in accordance with His will and made with believing, nothing doubting, you will receive, because God has promised, guaranteed, to answer those prayers. History's been changed by prayer through the blessings of God and answers to those prayers. Prayer moves the arm that moves the world. God bless y'all.